I had no idea about the scale, no idea about the quantity, no idea that a third of all food produced globally goes to waste. It's as if you took your food that was on your plate and you divided it into three thirds and you took a third and put it into the garbage bin before you ate it. That is what we do.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 fruit salad.
Remember when you were a kid, what would your parents say about food? Eat your fruit, eat your vegetables, you have to eat your greens before you can have some ice cream. What about don't waste your dinner? From a young age, we're told to not waste our food and that we should be thankful for what we have on our plates. So why now as adults are we wasting so much food? And how much exactly are we wasting?
Chop up some apples, chop up some melons and put them on your plate.
$8 to $10 billion worth of food goes to waste in Australia. That's every year. That's today. Globally, that figure is in the trillions.
That's Ronnie Khan. She's the founder of OzHarvest, a social business that specializes in food rescue.
We waste 1 in 5 shopping bags. It would save each of us $1,036 a year if we were smarter and did our shopping better. So the interesting stat is that if food waste was a country, it would be the third biggest emitter of carbon emissions.
That country would place just behind the United States and China, with China alone in 2013 emitting over 10 million tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. But enter OzHarvest, who are reusing food waste before it comes landfill and is emitted as carbon.
So we collect food from delis and takeaways and boardrooms and hotels and supermarkets and manufacturers, producers and growers. We tap into food, dairy, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, poultry, packaged goods, dry goods, bread, liquids, everything that you consider. And that food we deliver out to over 850 charitable organizations nationally, and we make sure that that food goes directly to benefit disadvantaged Australians.
But taking leftover food from suppliers hasn't always been so easy.
When I started OzHarvest, when it came to the supermarkets or some of the big food producers, there was a lot of pushback. We can't possibly do that. So in New South Wales in 2005, in ACT in 2008, in Queensland in 2009, and South Australia in 2009, we had laws amended to allow good food to be given away for free without any fear of liability. So every agency that we deliver food to signs a consent form that they understand that they're receiving food in good faith and that they have to take care of it. And all of our food containers have a sticker on it that says the food has to be used within 24 hours.
So we know that supermarkets and suppliers have a lot of food that goes to waste. But what about us at home? Why do we waste so much food?
We have been brought up, and I'm 100% sure that perhaps your parents understood better than you do, because what's happened is we're such a consumptive society now. Our supermarkets are open from early morning until late at night. We want to walk in at midnight and have the same choice as when we walked in first thing in the morning. We don't understand when we buy a 2-for-1. The greengrocer's offering 2-for-1 lettuce. We buy 2 because we think that's cheaper. But what happens at the end of the week is the lettuce has gone grungy and slimy in your fridge. You throw it out. You think, oh yeah, that cost me $1. But in fact, the fuel, the water, the embedded energy, the labor, that lettuce was not a $2 lettuce. It should have been a $20 lettuce. And we don't know that.
Ronnie says one of the simplest things we can do as shoppers is...
don't go shopping without a list. How many times have you gone shopping without a list and thought, oh, do I need a can of chickpeas or not? Oh, I'll just buy one in case, which now adds to the 6th can of chickpeas sitting in your pantry. we probably don't even use the one that's at the back of the cupboard. We just use the first one. And 2 years down the track, we look and we say, oh, those chickpeas were from 3 years ago. I'd better throw them out. So we have an issue with labeling, and we're trying to address the whole notion of labeling, because your grandmother and mine didn't have a sticker on our milk that says this milk will go off at 12 o'clock. Your grandmother smelt it. She used her senses. She cooked with it. She turned it into buttermilk. She did something with it before it went off. And what we do is we pick up a carton of milk and say, oh, it's out of date, without even tasting it and throwing it away. And that's what children do now, and that's what so many of us do.
Writing a shopping list is one thing, but there are some innovative ideas on the rise that could help us waste less food. Melissa Edwards is from the UTS Business School, and she was working with a number of business students to come up with ways to avoid food waste. Here are some of their ideas.
Smart systems that could be implemented in kitchens, for example, where you enter the food as you're purchasing it or at the point of purchase, and as it's planned into menus. Some of these innovations have actually been, you know, adopted not directly from our students, but you know, there are websites where you plan the menu out and then you know the exact ingredients that you need, and then you can order that online and then it's delivered to you. So that's one way of being more efficient in the food that you consume and then the food that you ingest and consume to avoid waste. So other solutions were more at the point of commercial distribution of food. So thinking about the way that we create smart demand and supply systems, with commercial centres being the point of distribution, how do we better match supply and demand of food rather than just supplying a certain amount of food and hoping that it's consumed? That could be enabled through technologies. And then there were, of course, these social enterprises which exist as well, some of them where food waste can be reused and in a product that's then made available for commercial sale.
One such social enterprise is
Eat Me Chutneys. It's a B Corp. They're a social enterprise and they're also fair trade certified. They're a locally based mother and son duo who reuse food that's very close to the end of its life, and they make a chutney. They hand make it, they package it locally, and they distribute it locally as well. In terms of food waste avoidance, you're addressing the problem of that food going into landfill.
Some places around the globe already have anti-food waste dumping practices in place.
Massachusetts, for example, they brought in a rule in 2014 where any commercial provider that was, you couldn't dump more than 1 ton of food waste. And so there's actually an incentive there for commercial providers to reconsider what they do with wasted food. So composting is one, but then also redistributing food that's not used through things like OzHarvest and other post-collection facilities is another way of ensuring waste of that food going into landfill.
Melissa Edwards from the UTS Business School. So we've heard from overseas in terms of food waste, but where do we stand?
Third in the world in terms of waste. We're up there appallingly. We're appalling. So we are wasting our resources. And that's why we are so committed to educating, to shifting, to changing behavior. Because until all of us take responsibility, nothing is going to change. Yes, we need to change the labeling laws. We need to change and have clarity around when a product is good until. But it's us who has to use our senses and our confidence again.
It's time to put the scraps away. Oh, wash the bowls and wash the spoon. Let's do it all again real soon. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy, fruit salad, yummy, yummy.